The neighboring Sonoma Valley towns of Agua Caliente, Boys Hot Springs, and Fetters Hot Springs, known collectively these days as the Springs, are getting some serious attention from county planners. Supported by a $450,000 federal grant, the resulting Springs-specific plan is intended to guide renewal and future development in a 160-acre strip along the Highway 12 corridor.
That would incorporate some land use changes and changes to the circulation. So we're really not going to be changing the structure of the communities in any way. We're not considering incorporation or anything like that. We're just taking these communities that happen to be along the Highway 12 corridor and developing a plan for them to improve circulation and connectivity, enhancing bicycle and pedestrian paths, and create a more pedestrian-oriented community, transit-oriented as well.
Yolanda Solano is a land use planner for Sonoma County. The two-year process to complete the specific plan includes a series of five public meetings, which Solano explains will give the project's consultants input from the area residents and business owners.
The first community meeting focused on vision and priorities. We'll be looking at land use and circulation at the second, and then there will be one June 29th for design preferences and to get the community's feedback on those. So the consultants will be using that feedback that they get from the community during those meetings as they work on the plan.
In the first meeting, held at the end of February, participants were invited to list their priorities for the region. For Gary Saperstein, that was mostly about the people there.
I think the most important piece is to make sure that we keep the diversity that's in the Springs. We want to be true to the people that live in the Springs, and we want to make sure that there is something for everybody, and also that we hopefully make it a thriving community.
Artist and architect Veronica Napoles, like Saperstein, a member of the Springs Community Advisory Team, also worries about changing the character of the area.
It's not going to be facilitated by creating low-income houses that's high density. That's not going to solve anything because a two-bedroom apartment will have four cars per household. What I would like to see is more of a hub, some sort of a community plaza created. And I think it would really bring this community together if they had something that they could be proud of.
Peter Hodgson, owner of the Barking Dog Coffee Shop in Boys Hot Springs, has also been following the process closely. He sees it as a welcome opportunity for the businesses along the highway, but not just that.
There's an opportunity here to put more focus in commercial space, which will drive tax base, which will drive interest in the community. We have a very big need for parking, but we also have to respect the need for affordable housing in the area. And I think there's an opportunity here for all three of the elements to come together. That is, commercial space, parking space, and affordable housing.
These and other priorities will be the focus of the second planning meeting this week. The third, in late June, will wade into the controversial area of design preferences. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.